Morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. God's blessings to each and every one of you on this absolutely beautiful October day. I hope these last few days of Nobel were meaningful for you, that you were inspired and learned a lot, and maybe you caught up on homework, maybe you caught up on some sleep, whatever it may have been, maybe you didn't, I don't know, but I hope that it was a blessing to you and this morning will be a blessing. We had on campus visiting us during Nobel some of our students, high school students, who had been a part of our summer program, the Academy for Faith, Science, and Ethics, and it was just really fun to see a lot of them. You'll notice in your bulletin that this month we have a number of different student speakers who will be sharing the message today. I'm really excited about today's speaker, my daughter Isabel St. Denis, who is a second-year student here. She was one of the mentors for our summer academy program. And what a wonderful opportunity for our Gustavus students So thank you, Isabel, for sharing the message today. I want to welcome some of our members of our Board of Trustees who are on campus today, today and tomorrow. They're meeting, and so we're grateful for the service that you provide for this college and all that you do. This morning, we will celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion as a part of our daily Sabbath time. We practice open communion here, which means you are all welcome. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, if you want to come forward and be reminded that God loves you, you are welcome. It is also perfectly okay if you don't want to come forward, if you'd rather sit and know that God loves you where you're at, that is okay with us. And if you want to come forward and not receive communion but receive a blessing, you may do that as well. Simply bow your head and receive that blessing. I invite you to center yourself as we have our opening. Let us pray. Steadfast God, though the seasons around us change, your love for us remains constant. As we gather in community, let our restless hearts rest in you. Help us to take a breath and remind ourselves of your goodness. Let's sing together our opening hymn. It's found in the Cranberry Hymnal, number 856, How Great Thou Art. We'll sing the first and last verse. I invite you to please stand as you can. Thank you.
book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 31 through 34. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is those without faith who strive for all these things, and indeed God knows all that you need. But strive first for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring trouble of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. Holy wisdom, holy word. Good morning, everyone. My name is Isabel St. Dennis. I'm a sophomore here at Gustavus. Today I'm going to talk about a fear I had as a child and how it put some things into perspective for me. When I was younger, I was very scared of aquatic sports. Water skiing, kneeboarding, even swimming out deeper than where my toes could reach was a no-go for me. However, tubing was the height of most of my fears. My family owns a cabin on a lake named Lake Sullivan up in Hillman, Minnesota. It's a big patch of land that we share with my cousins, grandparents, and friends, so naturally there are a lot of fun water sports that take place there. Having an older sister and many cousins that love water tubing, I was constantly pressured into trying it. I didn't back down, however, until I was about 7 years old when I finally faced my fears and decided to try it. It started out not too scary. My sister Anna came on with me to calm me down. It was a slightly windy day, perfect for water tubing. Suddenly, our small blue speedboat sailed right through a bigger and faster boat's wake, leaving the waves rolling in monster and choppy, terrifying manner. Our tube crashed into a wave at just the right moment, sending me flying off the tube. Anna, who considers herself to be a master at tubing, had a grip of steel and stayed on the tube. After skidding on the water's surface for a while, I finally had submerged and then left to float and wait for the boat to come and retrieve me. I waited there and waited there until it became clear that they had not turned around yet, meaning they must have not realized that I had fallen off. In a complete and utter panic, I started thrashing around in the water. I looked in every direction, praying to see the familiar small blue speedboat rushing towards me. Instead, I saw a mother duck with four babies swimming behind her. I continued to watch them to distract myself from being scared when I noticed a baby duckling in the back had ducked its head under the water and then had then accidentally turned itself to be facing a different way than its mother was swimming. The baby swam in that direction, clearly confused and nervous, looking for its mother. The mother looked back and noticed that the baby was going in its own direction and gently swam towards it to nudge it in the direction of its siblings. I then turned my head to see the small blue speedboat coming to retrieve me. Once lifted in the boat and wrapped in a towel, I realized that the act of tubing didn't scare me at all. The thought of being left helpless and alone was the source of my fears. Looking back on that story, I will never forget the image of seeing the mother duck gently guiding her baby in the right direction. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 states, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring trouble of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." In many ways, I related to that baby duckling when I was left there floating, lost and scared. My mind spiraled to the worst case scenario as I thought of every reason why they hadn't retrieved me yet. God works through many different beings, and I believe that on that specific day, God worked through the mother duck to symbolize his presence in my time of fear. A small moment to remind me that no matter where I am, God is there with me to gently nudge me in the right direction. Since that realization, bodies of water, specifically Lake Sullivan, have become a very spiritual place for me. Baptism, in the Christian religion, symbolizes God's abundant love for us and provides a sense of comfort and assurance that all are saved from sin in the name of Jesus Christ. Water is the key element in the sacrament of baptism by gently pouring or sprinkling it onto a person's head. It connects us with one another, the earth, and all its inhabitants, while also representing the lifelong welcoming into the family of God. Water plays a key and indisputable role in the survival of all living things, powering photosynthesis, hydrating animals, and providing a habitat for aquatic life. Beyond providing vital hydration for all of creation, water accomplishes many other things, specifically in my life as well. Washing my car for free, relieving a dehydrated headache, and providing a pool of relaxing and cold liquid to submerge myself in on hot days. I see the power of water in my life to be almost like a reflection of God's power among us. Evaporation, leading to condensation, and then to precipitation, known as the water cycle, demonstrates a visual of how water recycles itself. Since I see water as a reflection of God's power in my life, I want to share with you all a visual that I've come up with representing this statement. Evaporation is the moment of fear that I'm experiencing. In that moment, all I can do is turn from liquid into water vapor. Condensation, for me, is the moment I start to reflect on what I've been through. With prayer and keeping an open mind acting as humid air, water droplets start to collect on my cold surface. Precipitation is the moment I know God was there for me amongst all the chaos. It's that moment when the first raindrop hits your cheek and you know that it's about to start pouring. I call this my renewal cycle. Reflecting on what I have been through allows me to understand God's presence in my life and helps to heal and renew me, as well as remind me that God was there when I didn't know it. Just as water recycles itself, God's love recycles itself through all of us. It's sometimes hard to see God's presence in our lives. I oftentimes don't understand it until my moment of fear is over. The reality and beauty of it is that we oftentimes don't see it. But after a thunderstorm comes a rainbow. Cliche, I know, but it's true. Today, I consider myself to be a master at tubing. It no longer scares me. In fact, it's one of my favorite things to do. I experience new fears every day, and they are all normal and common feelings. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring trouble of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. I have found that there is just no use in worrying about what I cannot control, and water helps me do just that. Walking around a lake, swimming, sitting on a dock with my feet in the water are my ways of reminding me to take a deep breath and focus on the day that I'm living in. It allows me to reflect and look deeper into my past experiences to try and understand God's presence in my life. The next time you're experiencing fear, in whatever form, I invite you to take a moment to observe what you have lived through. Our God works through the smallest of creatures in miraculous and sometimes unnoticed ways. Amen.
I invite you to please stand before Jesus. Jesus chose to spend his last night on earth eating with his friends. He took bread and after blessing it, he broke it and he gave it to them saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Each time you do this, remember me." Then he took a cup. And after giving thanks, he passed it to his friend, saying, "Drink. This cup poured out for you is the promise of God. Whenever you drink it, remember me." Whenever we share this bread and cup, we remember Jesus' death and resurrection, our hope and our life. Thanks be to God. Let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. These are the gifts of God, and you are the people of God. All are welcome. blessing. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which you've now received, strengthen you and keep you unto everlasting life. Amen. Our closing hymn we'll sing together in the body of Christ. We please stand. As you leave, we ask you to please leave your bulletin on the back table, and God's blessings upon you today.